Hello and welcome back to Betchlapped. I'm Jordana.
I'm Sammy.
And here we are.
We're here. What's the weather like today, Jordana?
It's really beautiful out. Super sunny. Great day to live in New York.
Yeah. It's very important that we go through that because I know Jordana loves the weather. I'm also pulling up my outline.
Yes.
What do we want to talk about today?
So I think let's do a quick TV recap and then we can get into the Meghan Markle drama, which the wedding is like soon, right?
Yeah, I think it's on Sunday.
That's not.
No? I'm excited.
Prince Harry's grown up before my eyes.
He has, actually.
Yeah. Okay, so.
I've recently gotten into this this whole Markle debacle.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's actually very interesting because I love dysfunctional families. I find them intriguing.
As a member of one, I love them as well.
Fellow member. We're both members of dysfunctional families. I feel like I have like an insight into what's going on here.
Yeah, you know, I mean, like, being from a dysfunctional family definitely makes you more interesting. So let's talk about the two things with her. So first, it was like her half brother coming out to say that she's like a conniving, sneaky woman or something, yeah. Right?
And her half sister also wrote a book called The Diary of Princess Pushy's Sister, which she claims is not autobiographical. Okay. So basically her like half family, it seems like, really doesn't like her.
Okay.
And okay, that's one.
Why do they not like her?
I'm
is
sure
there, like
it's,
anything like concrete, or it's just like
I'm not sure what the like real reason is. I have a feeling it's just like one of those strained family relationships.
I bet they think that she's like super like social climbing.
Oh, this is what her half brother said, that their dad paid for all of her acting and paid for her basically too.
Not her dad. It's like, so her stepdad or something?
I'm not sure if it's the stepdad. Their dad,
like they have the same dad.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah. Paid for her to basically like go to school and all this stuff, and that she now doesn't give him any money or help him or repay him in any way, and she doesn't like care about him basically. And yeah, so that's what they're mad about. However, there's also like a piece of it where that the half brother and half sister are apparently not like the greatest people in the world themselves. Like, they have some sort of like legal issues and a lot of divorces. Like, there's just a lot of things that makes you think that it's not like she's they're perfect and she's terrible, or vice versa. Like, I have a feeling, I think people who come from the same family, unless they like make a real effort to be different than parents. Where they come from.
Yeah.
Tend to kind of stay that way. And I have a feeling that what happened is that they all kind of come from this like a little bit dysfunctional place. Meghan Markle herself has been divorced. I don't know how that went, how that really
played
out.
Yeah, I'm surprised there has been more information about that.
I think he doesn't talk about it. I think the ex doesn't really talk about it.
Who was she even married to? Like an actor?
No, I don't remember. I have to... Again, I didn't do like a refresh because I've just read all these things over the past few months. So I don't remember like exactly every detail. But so she, I think, kind of channeled all of her dysfunction into becoming this like perfect person who is now equipped to becomes an actress.
Right.
First of all, actresses are psychos.
Yeah. I mean, as you heard me and Aileen talk about on the podcast like a while ago when they first got engaged, like she is like a little annoying, I found, because there was something like bullshitty about like what she like, at least her interview. I don't know what she's actually like. Obviously, no, like we're all just like speculating. But there was something like super like fake seeming about her where she was again like, oh, like you want to set me up with Prince Harry? Like, is he kind? Like,
right.
You're full of shit.
Right. Especially when you're just repeating that you said that.
Right.
Like, it's not like you said that.
Exactly.
Like, no one
which
saw
is bullshitty enough.
That.
And then, like, now, like, you're pretending that that's, like,
right.
Was your initial reaction, which, like, it's okay for that not to be your initial reaction. That's almost no one's initial reaction.
Right. We would like you a lot more if you
were just like,
admitted.
Holy shit, Prince Harry. Like, yeah I'll go out with him. And then we happen to, like, get along really well. Like, that's a real story.
Right. Exactly. Right. That's a real story. But so... what I think you got from that interview is basically what the siblings are saying is that she's just kind of full of shit. Like they're
right.
Just that she's just social climbing and she is just acting her way through. So apparently it's really a big conversation in England or Britain or whatever, whether or not they'll stay together. And people have really been criticizing her and the family.
Have they?
Yeah.
I thought everyone like loves her.
So
Not anymore.
Some people love her, but I think that now there's more conversations about, like, will this last? Is this real?
Right.
And I have a few interesting facts.
Let's hear them.
So one is that when they made the announcement of that they were going to get married, the way that the queen sends out an announcement and basically says, like, our dear beloved, my dear beloved grandson, like, right, Prince William Louis Arthur George bullshit, whatever, okay, is getting married to so-and-so. So when Kate Middleton was getting married to William, it said, like, to our dearly beloved Catherine Middleton or something.
Okay.
Like, and when the Meghan Markle one went out, it just said, Harry, our dearly beloved grandson, is getting married to Rachel Meghan Markle. Her name, right, is Rachel, by the way.
Oh, I didn't know that.
She just goes by Meghan. She's one of those people who always went by Meghan, but
yeah,
but
that's
whatever.
Not the most scandalous thing I've heard.
Right. But but it said,
okay, so it seems like
the
very
queen
British, right,
not obsessed. Like, that's, like, I feel like shade thrown by the queen.
Right.
Because she can't really throw that much shade. This is, like,
right, the whole point. The royals are very, like, private.
Right, they're very private, and they're not going to make, like, a scene about the fact that the queen doesn't like her, mm-hmm, but the queen is not going to call her dearly beloved if she's
not feeling
it. Or it was, like, our trusty Catherine Middleton or something.
Right.
They didn't say that about Meghan. That's one. Two is that there's this old-ass Australian feminist named Germaine Greer, who has been – she's, like, a royal family hater, and she's been commenting, okay, on all the, like, British news shows. And she basically has been saying that this whole thing with the paparazzi photos was totally staged so that the royals never wanted Meghan Markle's dad at the wedding or involved in it. And they want a big distance from the family because it's so dysfunctional.
Well, let's go over what the
– Okay.
Okay. So what I've gotten is that basically Meghan Markle's dad, like, was paid $100,000 to, like, take fake paparazzi photos.
Right. And the half-sister apparently is the one who
arranged the whole thing. Right.
Yeah.
And then, so this woman is saying that, like, saying that, like, the royal family, like, basically, like, planted this story by, like, paying.
I'm not no. I think that maybe have me. I'm not sure exactly if she's saying that, but I think she's saying
that
that happened separately. But either way, the royal family was never going to allow him to be, like, the one to walk her down the aisle because they don't want to be near this dysfunction. They don't want to be associated with this dysfunction.
Right.
And that this Germaine Greer basically says, like, there's no way this is going to last. Like, the royal family does not like her. And it's,
how does she
and
know?
They're going to destroy her life. She's like a commentator.
Okay.
She's like very in with the she like she's not in
she
with
like
them.
She's
not in
she's
with
in
them,
on
but she's
what's
like
they're what they're doing.
Yeah, she, okay, like knows what the deal is. I don't know. I mean, she's Australian, so they're Commonwealth. They're a Commonwealth of the British.
Not anymore.
Australia.
They're pretty much independent.
I'm pretty sure, like,
Australia is its own country.
I know it's its own country, but it's associated
with the
crown.
Yeah, it used to. Okay, so back in, like, the, I'm pretty sure it was, like, the 1500s or something like that, England had an overpopulation issue.
Right, and
they sent all their criminals to Australia. I'm pretty sure, I'm positive that Australia is its own sovereign country.
I know it's its own sovereign nation, but, like,
I'm sure
they
have some ties.
You know how they have some, I think they have some royal ties. Like, you know how, like, Canada has some royal ties?
Yeah, because they used to, it's like the British Empire used to own all this shit.
Right.
Right.
I think
they don't anymore, but whatever.
I think it's similar to that, where there's, like, a deeper association than, like, just,
right,
whatever.
So is that all the gossip?
I think I feel like I have more in my head.
So you're saying, like, the royal family was never going to be down for, like, her dad.
I think the royal family is not the biggest fan of Meghan Markle. She's fake.
They probably think she's fake, and then she's also, like, super dysfunctional. I have no problem with her dysfunctional family personally. I would be, like, much bigger fan of hers if she was like, yeah, like, I come from, like, a little bit of a fucked up background, and, like, I'm owning it, and, like, I don't really get along that well with my siblings. We had, like, a rocky past, blah, blah, blah. Like, there's all this, like, weird, like, cover-up-y, like,
right,
I'm just, like, the sweetest girl you'll ever meet, and, like, I found my love, Prince Harry. Like, let's just be, like, which is, like, all the shit I hate. Like, this, like, bullshitty, like, this is the storyline that we're going with. It's, like, it's okay to have a dysfunctional family. I have a dysfunctional family. Like, I would hope that if I married Prince Harry, they would, like, control themselves. But, like, no
guarantees. Probably not.
No guarantees.
Yeah.
Right?
The thing is that, yeah, that's fine. But first of all, that I agree with you, but one, I'm not sure that the royal family would be down even if she did that because they don't, they're not cool with that.
They're not into dysfunction.
And two, well, she's they are not doing
royal
that.
Family is like casually kind of dysfunctional. They're themselves, very dysfunctional. Just like in their own like sort of like swept up like almost like waspy way of oh, like, everything's like swept under the rug.
The royal family, I believe, is even more fucked up than like anything we've seen.
Right.
But it's all hidden. And I think that that's the, I think that Meghan Markle tried to like get on the bandwagon of like, I'll do the hiding thing that you do, but she's not in their club really.
Right. So they and her family her. Isn't like trying to participate with that.
Right. And I think it stands in contrast to Kate, who like, they were commoners and that was a big deal, but they played the role. They were wealthy. They were together.
Yeah. They had the, like a, like, she had like the sister who was like also like kind of a socialite and pretty.
Right. And they made her kind of they made her stop partying. The parents had to like subdue themselves.
I think she was very much she was much more in that world. She like went to like school with him. Right.
Yeah. But that's like saying like anyone who
college.
Goes. Yeah. They did. But that's like saying like let's say he went to Harvard. That's like saying that like anyone who goes to Harvard.
I mean,
in
yeah,
that world.
I agree. It's not. But it's we're more in that world than if you're going to like SUNY Buffalo.
Right.
Know? Like,
right.
Do you know what I mean? Like, yeah, like being Harvard, going to Harvard does put you in a different pool of it, people. And like, you're probably a little,
does,
you're a little closer.
It
than,
does,
like,
but it's not based on class. It's not like you have to be like upper class to go to Harvard. You can be lower class.
Right. But
you
still have like, there's still like a certain like selection bias.
Right. I understand. But either way, Kate Middleton both was upper class. I think so. But like, I don't know. I don't remember.
Right.
But either way, Kate Middleton was both like upper class and in that school. And she had the whole upbringing. But even I remember people were saying like that Kate Middleton's parents tried their whole lives to get her to be. They wanted her to. They wanted her. They knew that they were like the same age and they wanted her to basically marry into that. But for them, they were willing to put on the facade. The Markle family is just like. Who the fuck knows what they're doing? They're like staging paparazzi shoots, which is like,
this is probably coming out of
your family.
This is probably coming out of nowhere for them. I wouldn't put it past some members. I have a big family.
It's true. Maybe some members.
I don't know. It's like, it's a lot of money.
Yeah.
I'm sure like I could sort of see like why he would like take that. They were kind of like, we're going to probably take these pictures of you anyway. If you will give you like $100,000 and you can just like make it a little easier for us. I'm sure like if someone approached someone I knew and said that, and especially like, the pictures weren't that bad. It wasn't like...
No, they were meant to be endearing.
Right. That's what I'm saying. Like, why? I almost, like, think it's weird. It would be weird if he said, like, no.
Right.
Like, it's not like they're so, like they're going to, like, ruin her reputation or ruin her chance of getting married. Like, I think he probably didn't even think of it. Like, he was probably like, oh, so they're like $100,000 to just, like, do nothing. It's, like, not that big of a deal.
Right. That's
I might do it. Like, I don't know. If someone...
Right. Well... You
if
would
were like I'm gonna take these pictures would, anyway. If I didn't think that they would get leaked and someone would find that out, I'd be like, yeah, like this doesn't seem like that big of a deal,
right? But the point is, you would do that. But the point is that you're not the kind of person who the royal family would be down to have marry into their family.
That's fair.
That's what I mean. It's like they're mad because they don't want to be associated with this type of person,
right?
And that's what I think is like going on under here.
Well, it's
why
easy to say that
last.
You don't want to be associated with that kind of person when you have like. Millions of dollars and you don't need that money.
Right.
Like, it's like, yeah, like, it's just no sense of, like, what appeals to a different kind of person. Like, of course they don't want to be associated. Of course, no one in the royal family would ever do that. No one in the royal family would ever have to.
Right. No, of course they wouldn't. But that's not, that they wouldn't think, they wouldn't even think that it's about the money. They would be like, we are classier than that and we don't stage things. But they do, like, Princess
Diana. Having class, just, like, having a good sense of, like, food and having a good sense of fashion is all much easier
when
you
have
a shit ton of money.
Right. Well, either way, the royal family likes to act like they've never done anything wrong. They're too classy to do anything. But in reality, I think that they are much more manipulative and fake and dysfunctional and fucked up than the
average
person.
Maybe she'll fit
right
in then.
Yeah, but they're not going to let her fit in.
I feel
they're
like
not
William
it.
Has kind eyes. I feel like he's probably normal.
I think William's normal too because he had the longest amount of time with Diana and Diana was like the fresh air to the family.
Right.
But they didn't like her. That was the other thing. They didn't like her and people think that the royal family actually killed her essentially or had her killed. And there's I love this topic.
Conspiracy theories of the royal family.
Specifically about Princess Diana. But the reason that I think William is normal is because she tried to raise them that way. But the royal family was unhappy that Princess Diana took that approach. And that's why part of the reason why they didn't like her. Like, they didn't like that she would take them out into the world and that she was doing all this like charity and hanging out with lepers and HIV patients, and they thought that she was like degrading their family. So like they have this whole thing like, oh, we're too good, we don't do anything like unseemly, but right, in reality they do the most unseemly things of all,
right?
So okay,
so would you want to be part of the royal family?
Not at all. Literally not at all.
No, not at all.
Okay. I'd rather be like your average American. Like, true, like, average American.
That's fair.
Like, pick what that looks like. I'd rather be that.
Okay.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter if you have money when you have so much dysfunction, because you get used to having a certain amount of money, and then it doesn't even feel like anything.
Right.
You don't even appreciate what you have anymore.
And also, if you're in the royal family, you can't even do that, like, ostentatious shit, because, like, right, everyone's watching you.
Right. Also, you have to go to all these, like, being a royal is not, like being an heiress. It's like a job. It's like being the president, but much more vapid. Yeah.
Being a vapid president. Okay.
Yeah, exactly.
So did you see Emma Stone is supposedly dating Justin Theroux? They were spotted leaving the Met Gala together and then were at some party.
Well, I'm constantly shipping Emma Stone and Andrew Garfield. So
you're constantly what?
Shipping
them. What does that mean?
Shipping? It means like rooting for someone's relationship.
I'm pretty sure they broke up.
I know. But they were on
and
off. I
did like them together.
I know. They were on and off.
They both seem like normal.
I like them. Yeah, same. They look so cute together. I don't really care about Justin Theroux that much. I know that he's the way I see him is that he's pretty much irrelevant because of Jennifer Aniston.
Yeah. Otherwise, who gives a shit?
Should we play What Do You Think Is the Deal With?
Yeah. Okay. So we have a new game. It's called What's the Deal With? And then we say a person and we're just like, what's their deal?
And it's completely based in nothing.
Yeah. It's based in zero fact, just our own like opinions and potentially anecdotes, and like literally has no basis in fact, just like the feeling we get from a person.
Pretty much what I just did with the entire Meghan Markle situation. It's like a long. A long explanation.
Right, so it's kind of like what your thoughts are on, but like it's more like random. What's the deal with Jennifer Aniston?
Okay. Jennifer Aniston I like her, but I think that she's highly vain, highly materialistic, and super high maintenance and would be a nightmare to hang out with.
I kind of agree with that. I sort of feel like if like Brad Pitt left her for Angelina Jolie, there was definitely a sense of like, this person is totally different than the person I just left.
Mm-hmm.
And Angelina is like fucked. She's definitely more fucked up than Jennifer Aniston. Mm-hmm. But I think she has a sense of like, she wants like more of a purpose to her life. She was like, probably didn't care as much about like things or like being in this Hollywood like elite thing.
Right. I think Angelina Jolie is also pretty image obsessed, but in a way that is less perfect. Okay. And I think that that's probably what Brad Pitt.
You think she is image obsessed?
Angelina Jolie is, of course, image obsessed, but her image obsession is sort of, again, now we're playing what's to do with Angelina Jolie.
She wants to be seen as like this.
She wants to be seen as someone who doesn't care about her image, so she's still sort of do whatever. It doesn't have to look like this perfect package. Like Jennifer Aniston, you picture her in your head. You can see that she is like a person who wants everything to be perfect. Perfect body, perfect hair, perfect face that she like moisturizes 1,000 times a day with La Mer.
Perfect smart water.
Yeah, perfect smart water. Like, you know that woman does not eat anything. Mm-hmm. Like, she's just clearly she's probably very obsessed with money and status. And
why do you think it didn't work out with Justin Theroux? You think he was using her?
He feels a little down to earth to me.
How down to earth could you possibly be if you're with Jennifer Aniston, though? Assuming she has this.
I think low maintenance guys can be with high maintenance women.
Jennifer Aniston's like kind of talented. I think she's pretty funny.
You can be talented and high maintenance. I'm not saying she's not talented. I actually think she's
very. I almost feel like to be a really good actress, though, you have to be like somewhat deep. Like you have to be able to channel certain emotions.
She's not an actress like Angelina Jolie, though. Like, Angelina Jolie is the kind of actress like who can channel emotions.
She's not playing like Jennifer Aniston, Girl Interrupted.
Jennifer Aniston's actually really like a comedic actress.
Right. She doesn't have to go that deep.
That's where she's the best. What else was she in that was like Marley and Me?
She was in some movie like The Good Girl that was like sort of her foray into serious acting. I don't really remember how she was.
That didn't make, I remember that movie, but that didn't make such an impression on me. Like, yeah. Of course she can act. I'm just saying she's not like, she's no Meryl.
That's true. She can't really get to those places.
Right.
That's
true. Right. She can't get to that place where even Angelina Jolie can get. But she is funny. And I think funny is a more shallow version. Like, right. Acting funny.
I feel like
funny.
She is Rachel Green.
I agree. Yeah.
Like.
Right. Like,
she
doesn't
had, like,
have
the
to
nose
work.
Job. Like, she doesn't. She, like, doesn't want to work that hard. But she, like, likes, like, looking good and having, like, a boyfriend. And.
Mm-hmm. But it doesn't work
she doesn't
out perfectly.
Want kids.
She. You think she doesn't want kids?
I think she doesn't want. I think if she wanted a kid, she would have had one.
You know what? I'm not surprised that she doesn't want kids because kids, you have to put them before yourself. And she doesn't seem like the kind
fucking
of person
selfish,
who wants to put
Jennifer
anyone
Aniston.
Before herself.
So rude.
No, I mean, I think that had it worked out with Brad Pitt, she would have. I bet you she wanted kids then for the, again, speculation. For the image of
right.
kids, the people cover with her baby.
It's okay to not want kids, but like, it's kind of weird. I would just imagine she would have even an adopted kid or something. I guess that was Angelina's thing. She's probably like, I'm not adopting kids. That Angelina fucking bitch. Like, adopted kids. It's not my thing.
Yeah. Well, I feel like she, yeah, probably did. Maybe she did want kids. I feel like she wanted kids and now she kind of doesn't want them because she's like, now I'm going to want to fucking deal with this anymore.
Right. Too old for this shit.
Yeah. Right, because then it probably hit her, like, what it would really involve. And then she maybe didn't want the kids with Justin Theroux.
So were you team Angelina or team Jennifer?
I don't really like either of them that much. Like, I'm
you
not
to be
really...
married to one of them.
Oh, shit. That's hard. Probably Angelina. Because at least we could have deep conversations.
That's true. And she's, like, kind of dark.
Right.
Like, there's something like kind crazy. Of intriguing about, like, yeah, but there's something sort of like intriguing about
I would darkness. Be, okay, who do I like more? Angelina.
Have you ever seen Girl Interrupted?
Yes.
She's so good in
crazy
that movie.
Crazy movie, yeah. I like Angelina Jolie more as like, I'm more drawn to her as a person,
right.
But I'm not team her because I'm not really team the other woman.
That's fair.
You know?
Yeah, you can't really be team the other woman, but yeah. Like maybe.
Some people
maybe
were.
Maybe nothing happened, who knows?
Please. It definitely did. Should we talk about Vanderpump real quick?
Yeah, I don't have a ton to say about that. Basically, like, it was really funny. The Jax Me Too thing was very funny at the end.
Oh my God. Yeah.
Where he
it's
was
not
like,
what it's about.
Oh my God. That was just, especially him. Cause like, he's definitely sexually harassed so many women.
Yeah, that's true.
But you should check out our UA podcast, which is out this Wednesday. Cause Jax is going to be on it. And he tells us all about why men cheat down.
Oh,
in a fucked up way. Yeah. Check it out.
Okay, should we read an email?
Let's read an email. Dear Betches, let me start off by saying that I am a huge fan and love everything you do. I listen to all your podcasts, and the only thing that gets me through my boring summer internship that I'm unqualified for and only got through Family Connections. I like the honesty, very self-aware. I've been following you guys since the beginning, and even though I'm several years younger than you guys, I read Nice is Just a Place in France when I was only a freshman in high school.
Oh, shit.
I still relate to all of your content and your lives. Here's my sitch. I had this ex-boyfriend that I was with for my entire childhood. Blair and Nate. We were best friends over anything, and we fell in love during bar mitzvah season and never looked back.
Wow.
We went through everything together. First day of high school, prom. When we went off to college, we desperately wanted to stay together because we were in love, but we knew it wouldn't work since we were going to different schools and both very social people. We broke up amicably and remained great friends until one weekend when he was visiting my school, we got drunk and slept together. We both admitted how much we still loved each other and wanted to get back together. Little did I know he was hooking up with a girl at his school and they were very serious, supposed to be exclusive. After he cheated on her, I know this sounds like bullshit, but I actually didn't know about her. The only way that she would stay with him is if he completely blocked me out of his life, literally. Since then, I've been blocked on his phone, all social media, and even as far as LinkedIn. Like, what the fuck? LinkedIn. I guess yeah. This is the only way that she can trust him and they can stay together. This is seriously devastating me since we used to be best friends and so involved in each other's lives. Since I don't follow him on social media and can't even text him, I feel like I don't know anything about his life or who he is anymore. I've gotten over the romantic part of our relationship, but I still care about him and just want some sort of friendship with him, even if it's only a friendly text on each other's birthdays. Sometimes I think about emailing him, which is pathetic, right? Because I think that That is the only way I can contact him. On top of it all, we're back from school for another summer in our hometown, and I just know I am bound to run into him, probably with her. I don't know what to do because he was one of the most substantial parts of my life, and now he's nothing. Please help me, Betches. Is there anything I can do, or is a friendship a lost cause? Sincerely, blocked, Betch.
Oh, I feel bad for her.
I think this is actually good for her. I think this is one of those things where it's like a little painful in the beginning, but then like in the grand scheme, it's like this. I don't really believe in this whole like we're like friends and like
no.
And like we're no just way. We're just best friends. We're like we don't have a like you've slept together. There's clearly like a sexual attraction. Like yeah, this it's I'd feel worse for his girlfriend because like that's not gonna work. Like just blocking someone doesn't really like right. solve the real issue of like your boyfriend's infidelity.
He might. Like, here's the thing. He might like this ex more than this new girlfriend. But
why would he be with the ex?
Because they're, like, long distance. They don't go to college together. They, you know, it's right. just, like, not their time. I feel like the book is not closed on this original relationship. It's just a Band-Aid, which the blocking is just a Band-Aid.
I think for her, it's better, though, because, like, yeah. it's really not healthy to be, like, fixating on someone that you're not really, like... You can't really be with in the moment or long term. It's not the right timing for you guys regardless. Right. So this him blocking you is almost helping you like not focus on him, not be like see pictures of him on social media, not even have the ability to really text him. I would not email him. I would just take this as like, okay, this is a great opportunity for me to like put myself out there, meet new people, not really be fixated on this other guy. And the fact that he's unavailable is probably making her more fixated on it and making her think like, oh, there's this story of like, we're childhood sweethearts and we're going to get back together and it's going to be amazing. It's like,
they've
she's probably
up since bar mitzvah season. I know Joanna.
That's hand job, a long under, time. Hand job under the table. Probably.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I'm saying like when you have a history with someone, you can sort of hold on to that and it can stop you from meeting new people and creating new experiences. Mm-hmm. So I would look at this as a benefit is like, yeah, this is annoying. You kind of miss him, but like, it's almost like she's doing you a favor because she's cutting him out of your life for you. You don't have to resist any temptation.
Right.
You can just like, focus on meeting new people because like, yeah, this guy is comfortable, but there's so many people out there you have yet to meet. You're like still in college. Like I would enjoy where you're at. And like, yeah, maybe in a couple of years when you're in the real world, if you're back home, like it could be the right timing for you guys. But that's really like, it doesn't seem like it's now.
No, definitely not now. I agree. The blocking is probably should help her and then she should go find new people. Like you're in college, go meet new people, right. Go live your life. And again, yeah. But I really strongly feel based on this that he is just going along with what the new girlfriend says. Cause he's like at college with her and they're together now, but I wouldn't emphasize.
Yeah. Right. I wouldn't focus on that just because like you want someone who's like, not like you want someone who's like fully in and like gung-ho about being with you. Right. And if this guy is like agreeing to block you, he doesn't really want to be with you.
Also, enough. you should just like go, even though this is like your like middle school sweetheart, like you should just go live your life so that you're not with like one person from age 12.
Agreed. That's what I'm saying. He's doing her a favor. Like she's able now to get back out there, meet new people, like experience new things without having to be like held back by this old historic Blame. Relationship.
Yeah. Okay. Next email. Hi, Betches. First, I'd like to say that I love this podcast as well as the You Up podcast. They have def been responsible for some of the crazy looks I get when I start to laugh on the train while going to and from work. Oh, my God. That happens to me all the time, listening to our own podcasts, You Up wow. especially. Also, I absolutely love how your merchandise is created in a way that helps the special needs community of Long Island. You guys should check out Shop Betches. It is – we manufacture everything through Spectrum Designs, which employs autistic adults. So
yeah,
check
amazing.
It out.
Check it out.
Sorry for this doozy of a question in advance. My problem is about one of my groups of friends. We went to an all-girls school and have always been relatively close. Some in the group have known each other since kindergarten, while others are newer. By newer, I mean we met in high school, and I fall into the latter category. We are all in our early 20s, and some have moved to New York City, while some are still living at home, Long Island, while attending grad school and working. Again, I fall into the latter category. My question is this. I feel with this group, I tend to get left out. I'm aware this sounds so shockingly petty and childish, and I'm very embarrassed to admit how I feel. Outside of our regular Christmas party, which has been happening since high school, I only get text messages to hang out at the very last minute. They all kind of read like, hey girl, I'm so sorry, but we totally forgot about you, but we're doing brunch this weekend, you in? If I do get these last minute invites, go to these last minute invites, I bring up the fact that I never know until the last minute, and the response is always, well, it's in the group chat, to which I respond, I'm not in that. Can you put me in for next time? And then nothing changes. If I don't go, all I hear about from a few people is how much I was missed and blah, blah. As much as I try to not let this affect me, it does. It really sucks to be told over and over again you're forgotten. Two of the girls I'm closest with are no help. When I bring it up to them, they're always kind of shrug and say they didn't organize it. It should also be mentioned that this group does not plan anything last minute. Brunches, dinners, and nights out are for the most part planned at least 2 weeks in advance. Who the fuck are these people?
That's impressive.
Yeah.
That's impressive.
I guess what I'm trying to ask is, do I drop these people as friends, continue to try and not let it bother me, or do something else? I'm aware this is weird and I only have this issue with this group of friends. I didn't have this problem with college friends, but it is difficult to see them now because they live all over the country. And my other friends from growing up don't pull this shit. Thanks so much, last minute invitee. Forget these people.
I think, yeah, it's like you're, again, this is like sort of another question where it's like you're getting older, your friends change, and like the older you get, the more you want to be around people who like want to be around you and prioritize hanging out with you and like think that and treat you like the way that you want to be treated. So like if there's nothing wrong with these girls, I don't think you need to like you've given them several hints. Like it's just like maybe they don't enjoy your company as much as you like either do or think you do, or you're not as integral part of their group, which is like fine. I don't think you can force anything. But you know what I mean? You're young. It's a good time to like meet new friends, meet people who like are going to value you and are going to like you're going to be at the front of their mind and they're going to be going out of their way to make plans with you instead of thinking of you as an afterthought. It doesn't mean you can't see these girls. Like if they text you last minute and you want to go, like you can still go, but I wouldn't prioritize them.
Yeah. And I
would focus on making new friends that like you can prioritize and they can prioritize you.
Yeah. And also it sounds like most of what you have in common with this group of people is history.
Right.
And history is definitely important in a relationship, but only sort of as an additive quality to the relationship. It can't replace the fact that you don't necessarily like relate and like love each other on a present day level. So it's like, to have a good relationship, you need to like care about each other like in the moment. It can't just be like, oh, remember when we did this.
Right. And then like because we did all this. Right. It's like staying with a guy that like you have a history with, like, kind of like the girl before this. It's like you're staying with the guy you have a history with, but he's not treating you well. Like she's like, that guy was, you know what I mean? Like blocked her. So right. Like think about like how you want to be treated. It should be like, it shouldn't be like, I need to hold on to this thing because I've always held on to it and it's important to me for historical reasons. It should be like, I want to hold on to this thing because it makes me feel good every day and it makes me like happy right. to be in these relationships.
Right. History creates an obligation to people, but it can't like, it can't replace what you actually need in the moment. And right. it doesn't sound like these people are giving you what you need. And it doesn't seem like they like, even if you could be a great friend to them, it doesn't seem like they really want what you can offer. Because if they did, then they would be more inclusive of you.
Right, and they'd make sure that you could come to the plans by inviting you as soon as they made them.
Yeah, exactly. So you need to, first of all, you're like in a very big transition time for yourself right now, like being in grad school, just having graduated. And it sounds like you have other friends, so it's not like you're this total loser who no one wants to hang out with. It just seems like it would be a good time to start working on finding friends that appreciate you for who you are and actually want to hang out with
right.
you. Like you don't need to be with these people. And in 5 to 10 years, if you work on concentrating on your valuable relationships now, you're not even going to think about them. You'll be cordial with them if you see them and it won't be a big deal and it'll be fine. And this isn't like forever.
Right. I can agree. I can definitely agree with that. It's like sort of the way you should approach all relationships, not just like, how do I get this person to like treat
to
me how
me.
I want to be treated? It should instead be like, why am I choosing to be around this person who doesn't treat me the way I deserve to be treated.
Right. Especially because it's not like you're just saying this out of nowhere. Like it sounds like you've brought it up to them.
Right. And they're not changing.
And they, right. And they haven't, like, it's not like drop everyone who doesn't treat you the way you want the first time they don't treat you the way you want. It's like,
vocalize your needs. And if someone isn't like meeting them, move on.
Yes, exactly.
All right. Let's play some games.
Okay.
Would you rather lose all your teeth or lose 2 fingers?
2 fingers.
I think 2 fingers too. Although you could get dentures, I guess.
I guess then you wouldn't have I think my fingers.
I wonder if you'd eat less if you had no teeth.
Oh my God. And on that note, you guys should listen to Diet Starts Tomorrow.
Check it out.
Our other podcast about dieting and wellness and all that shit. Would you rather be a princess or an A-list actress?
I think an A-list actress because I would feel like I had like a real talent.
Yes.
And I don't know. There's probably less like rules.
I'm with you.
Right?
Yeah. I think being a princess is shadily awful. Another thing I was reading.
You kind of have, you have a legacy. That's nice. But as an A-list actress, you could also have a legacy as well.
Right. What I, another thing I was reading was about the etiquette rules that you have, that Kate Middleton is teaching Meghan Markle about. And they're just so fucking ridiculous.
It's like, don't have your dad pose for you paparazzi shots.
That's like a gift.
That's number one.
Yeah, that's number one. Two is like, you have to enter a room in the order of succession. So like, she has to wait for like a billion people to like go into her room before her. She has to curtsy to Kate Middleton. You have to like, if you're at dinner with the queen, if the queen stops eating, you have to stop eating, so even if you're not hungry. Yeah. It's not like, oh, we all eat together and it's like a nice family.
Right.
And
this isn't a commune in the backwoods.
Or even just like a regular family dinner. It's like, if the queen stops eating, you have to stop eating. You have to put your fork in a special way. Like, you can't, like, even if you're hungry, you can't keep eating.
No more Slim Jims.
No more eating.
It's done.
Yeah. So it sounds stressful to be a princess. That does sound stressful. I just don't like having to like conform to that level of rules.
Yeah, you got to be a certain kind of person.
Yeah.
Sounds like Kate's
Kate Middleton is that person.
I wonder what we'll see, what will happen if we will see a divorce or not.
Not with Kate. Not with Kate and William. No, with they're happy.
No, with Meghan and Harry.
I think we will see a divorce. There are a lot of royal divorces. Oh, fuck yeah, they have a prenup.
Meghan just gets half of the royal fortune.
Yeah, just all of it. I predict we will see a divorce.
That'll be interesting.
Maybe I also predict we'll see a baby right away. I predict we'll see a baby right away.
They should have a baby right away. She's like kind of old.
Yeah.
For childbearing, not for life.
But. Yeah. But yeah, I think we'll see a baby in the next year. Nice. Like literally. I look like, forward to I think that. She's going to get pregnant.
I think
pregnant.
It's going to be very cute.
Yeah, agreed.
That'll be and the one positive thing.
I think we'll probably see two babies and then we'll see a divorce.
Look forward to that. You heard it here first.
Yeah.
We'll see. All right. Last question. Shoot BFF Mary. Jennifer Aniston, Emma Stone, Angelina Jolie.
We kind of answer this, but is it shoot BFF party with?
Yeah. Oh, I didn't mean Barry. I'm sorry. I meant party with.
Okay.
I think I'm being BFF with Emma Stone.
Me too.
I'm going to party with Angelina
and I'm shooting Jennifer Aniston.
Sorry, Jen.
Sorry, Jen. We like you.
I feel like Jen would
give
you like some generic ass advice if you ever like came to her with an issue.
Right, because she's not that deep. Angelina would give you some advice you never imagined.
She'd probably give you bad advice. You'd want to just party with her.
Yeah. Yeah.
But Emma Stone seems pretty down to earth.
Agreed. I would love to hang with Emma Stone. She's probably one of the top five celebrities I would befriend if I could.
Same.
Cool.
She's cool. Yeah. All right. We will see you next week. Thanks for listening.
Okay, bye. Goodbye.